Welcome, everybody, to this audio in which we will compare the teaching of the Apostle Paul and James in the matter of righteousness. The Apostle Paul, of course, in Romans chapter 4, referring to Abraham in the matter of righteousness reckoned or imputed by faith through grace. James, in his epistle, seems to have a contrary position when he asks the question, was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? That's scripture found in James 2, verse 21. We intend to examine carefully the writings of these two great men of God and determine whether, in fact, righteousness is reckoned by faith through grace or by the works that we as believers do. First of all, let's just consider Paul and James for a moment. James, who wrote the epistle, was the Lord's brother. Paul refers to him in Galatians chapter 2, and my listener might like to read from about verses 6 through to 9, in which passage we see that James was a minister to the circumcision, that is, the nation of Israel. And in fact, in James chapter 1, verse 1, we read that James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion, greetings. James's ministry was to Israel. The Apostle Paul, on the other hand, had a ministry to the nations, or the Gentiles, called the uncircumcision by the Israelites. The listener might like to refer to that Galatians chapter 2 passage and consider Romans 11, verse 13, and Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1. Now, the very fact that these two men had different ministries is enough for some people to conclude that James is to be discarded completely, since we predominantly today are Gentile believers, and that Paul is the only one to be considered in this matter. We, however, are of the persuasion that all Scripture is God-breathed and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Therefore, being those who are convinced that all Scripture is profitable, we will carefully examine the writings of these two men to determine whether any of it should be discarded as of little value to us today. Both of these men refer to Abraham in their expositions. And now we shall carefully read both passages to see precisely where in Abraham's life they refer to Abraham and the matter of righteousness. We will now read Romans chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. The listener needs to be aware, I use the modern King James Version, which is not the new King James Version. Verse 1 of chapter 4 of Romans. What then shall we say that our father Abraham has found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified, or made righteous, by works he has a boast, but not before God. Verse 3. For what does the Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. The word counted to him, also translated imputed or reckoned, is logizomai, which means to esteem, to reckon, to impute, to lay, to think. And in this matter, Abraham believed God, and his believing, his faith, was reckoned by God righteousness. We shall return to verse 3 shortly, but verse 4 and 5 continues. But to him working, the reward is not reckoned according to grace, but according to debt. But to him not working, but believing on him justifying the ungodly, his faith is counted, reckoned, thought to be righteousness. I think Paul makes it abundantly clear for us that the righteousness reckoned by grace to the one believing is not according to anything that the believer did or had done. It's all by God's grace. In another context about another matter, in chapter 11, verses 5 and 6, the Apostle Paul, speaking about the elect remnant of the Acts period, says, "Even so then also in this present time, a remnant according to the election of grace has come into being. But if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it is of works, then it is no more of grace. Otherwise, work is no more work." Works and grace are incompatible in the reckoning of righteousness. God reckons it graciously or by grace, and praise God for that. For who of us today would stand if our righteousness was determined by the works that we do?